Don't blame farmers for those higher food prices. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. One expert says food shoppers should not put all the blame for food price hikes on farmers and the prices they are getting. Gary Crawford has more.
If you see major hikes in prices for your groceries, don't rush to blame the farmers and the prices they may be getting for their commodities, their crops and livestock, even if those prices go higher.
What happens to commodity prices, while it's meaningful, does not dominate what happens to retail food prices.
In fact, John Urbanchuk, a Pennsylvania analyst, says farm product prices don't have much to do at all with what we pay at the supermarket, at least for most products, at least compared to what most of us think. He told the Ag Department's recent Outlook Forum that first,
the farm share of retail food prices is not only small, but it's also declining.
Which means the percent of the price of a food product that actually is a result of the price farmers got for the raw product is shrinking and is already pretty small. Urbanchuk says the farm price component makes up an average now of 20% of the retail price. That's an average of all foods. For things like steak, it might be higher. For many processed foods, it's 8% or less of the retail price of many foods. So what are we paying for when we shop?
Labor, packaging, transportation, energy directly used, advertising, depreciation, rent, interest.
You may remember back 2 years ago when food prices were rising at a record rate, many people blamed it on the fact that more and more corn, which is normally fed to livestock, was going into production of ethanol fuel. Corn prices rose to very high levels, but it turns out so did wheat and rice and soybeans and other commodities. Now, yes, food prices did go up quite a bit, but you may remember that energy costs, gasoline prices, diesel, all shot up even more at the same time. Urbanchuk maintains most of the food increase did not come from higher prices for those farm commodities, but higher energy prices did and do have a much bigger effect. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
Have a safe day for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.